Hi, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I am a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program Research Team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada. And I'm thrilled that you've decided to join us for this first episode. So to start things off, the first thing that needs to be answered is obviously what this podcast is about. And to answer that question, I think I need to explain a little bit more about the Healthy Steps Program. The Healthy Steps program is a healthy lifestyle program that has used a proprietary health coaching protocol to improve the health of many Canadians over the past 5 years and is continuing to grow and grow. 5 years ago, our group of researchers led by Dr. Rob Petrella noticed that the rates of chronic disease in Canada, including obesity, diabetes, and cancer, were on the rise. When exploring potential solutions to address this issue, our team realized that there were a couple of simple health behaviors that we could promote and really improve people's health. Consequently, the Healthy Steps program focuses on getting folks to exercise more, sit less, and eat healthier, the three biggest factors that can lead to obesity, diabetes, and many other poor health outcomes. So because of our experiences in successfully delivering a health coaching program over the past 5 years, we've decided to create this podcast to talk about what we have learned in the areas of health coaching and living a healthy lifestyle. And trust me, over the past 5 years or so, we have learned a lot. So this podcast is going to be a really great resource for two kinds of people. First, it's going to be awesome for those who are in the health coaching field. We really hope that our own Healthy Steps coaches will listen in so they can constantly be improving on the way they coach participants in the program. Having worked with Healthy Steps coaches for a couple of years now, I can honestly say they are some of the most caring and empathetic folks out there. Secondly, there may be folks out there who are not officially working in the health field, but who are just really passionate about health and improving it in those around them. For those in either group, we really hope that this podcast will help you improve your health coaching, and who knows, you might even decide to become a certified Healthy Steps coach along the line. So that being said, we're going to be talking a lot about the best ways to motivate people to better their health and how to actually exercise more, sit less, and eat healthier. That means diving into the most current research in these areas and talking with experts in each of these fields. For example, there was actually an interesting article in the New York Times last week summarizing the results of a study done by researchers at McMaster University in Hamilton. The researchers, led by Jenna Gillen, wanted to determine the fitness gains that resulted from endurance training, which consisted of 45 minutes on a bike, versus interval training, which consisted of a 10-minute circuit on the bike, only 1 minute of which was actually hard sprinting. So let's dive a little bit into this study. So first, the researchers split up a group of 25 inactive men into three groups: the endurance group, the interval sprinting group, and a control group that just stuck to their normal inactive routine. So the endurance group was instructed to work out on a stationary bike at medium intensity for 45 minutes. This is often the type of cardiovascular exercise we recommend to participants in our program. People in this group did their workout 3 times a week for a total of 12 weeks. Now, the interval sprinting group did something a little different. They only had to be on the bike for 10 minutes, only a minute of which was spent actually exercising. After a short warm-up, they sprinted hard for 20 seconds and then rested for 2 minutes, keeping up this circuit until 10 minutes was up. Again, people in this group also did their workout 3 times a week for 12 weeks. Although the groups exercised 3 times a week, the total time spent exercising was much different. The endurance group was active for a total of 27 hours, while the sprinting group was only sprinting for a total of 36 minutes over 12 weeks, and that's compared to 27 hours. Now, when the research team looked at the fitness levels of the groups after the 12-week program was completed, both groups had increased on a measure of biological fitness by 19%, which is really, really awesome. However, there was no difference in progress between the groups, even though the endurance group had exercised for much, much longer. So, consider the implications of this study on your own practice. If you are coaching an individual who isn't exercising because they don't have enough time in the day to dedicate to exercise, doing interval sprinting may be a good recommendation for a way to fit in exercise during their day. Now, there are obviously some caveats of a recommendation like this. Doing hard interval work isn't really a good idea for those who might be just starting to exercise, as the strenuous workout may be more than they can handle. But for those who already have a good cardiovascular foundation, but who face time pressures as their main barrier to exercising, this may be a good fit. So that's just a quick example of one of the things that we're going to talk about on this podcast. Although the new findings may not come only from the world of exercise, also healthy eating, preventing sedentary behavior, and also behavior science in general, where new research might help you better interact with a client and use strategies to help them achieve their goals. Also, just so you don't have to listen to my voice the whole time, we are going to be featuring a bunch of great interviews in the future. We will be talking to other folks on the Healthy Steps research team and getting their takes on the newest and greatest in the fields of health coaching and healthy living. We will also be getting some experts on in the future who will talk about their work and give some specific recommendations on how to get motivated, exercise more, sit less, and eat healthier. There are already some interview plans in the work that are going to be really, really cool, so definitely stay tuned for that. And finally, we want to talk to some of our very own Healthy Steps coaches. These are the folks that are on the front lines and are continuously working to improve the lives of those around them. To date, our coaches have included nurses, dietitians, pharmacists, office workers, and simply people who want to make those around them healthier. We will be getting some of these folks on the podcast and talking to them about their experiences they've had while coaching and some of the strategies, exercises, or recipes they have found to be most useful. Well, I think that'll do it for this first episode. Again, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you would like to reach out to the program to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter @HealthySteps or me @AdamGavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.